Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. We're baby crackers when we need them.
And this is hour number three. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We are, as we do, we're going to have a little chat now with a writer that more people read his stuff than anybody else in the gun culture, and that would be young Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Well, it's nice to hear that I'm young in your eyes. Very glad to be here, Bill.
So I know you got a bunch of stuff, right? I know you got a bunch of stuff in the hopper. I just want to make mention of this simply because it is the glaring elephant in the room. And I want to tell you what I think about this. The whole thing with Pincus has sort of kicked up a bunch of controversy at Ammoland, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And, well, you know, with probably good reason. I think that that Rob just isn't looking at the long-term effects of what's going on. It just seems to be going with the flow of being in the mainstream, or maybe we should call the old stream.
Yeah.
Political system.
Well, I don't know what he thinks, and I don't know why he thinks it, but the one thing that I think right now, given everything else that's going on in the gun culture, in the undeclared culture war that he does not acknowledge in his article, we got bigger fish to fry than him, don't we?
I would say so, yeah.
I just wonder how much longer that will go on. And I wonder how much of, I wonder if he's trying to act as a provocateur to a certain degree.
Well, I don't know, you know, and I can't read Rob's mind. He's well spoken and writes reasonably well. And, you know, Ammoland tries to get multiple viewpoints out there. So I think it's perfectly okay for him to be on Ammoland. And they're publishing plenty of alternative viewpoints, so that's a good thing.
Well, here's what I think about it. You know, when you say he's well-spoken, he is well... He puts out the thesaurus. Now, when you are writing an article, Dean, and I know you're being kind to him, and I understand that, I get that, but when you're writing an article, you already know what you're going to say for the most part. You probably got your notes, your other stuff, and everything else. It's very well-organized. And you're not throwing out a bunch of words out there that that the average reader is going to have to go get a thesaurus to look up to try to figure out what you're trying to say.
No, that's correct. I'm saying you are correct.
So, I don't think he's... listen, I've interviewed the dude. I think... Did you listen to that? You listened to that, right?
I did.
So, I've interviewed him, and you know how I regard his... his thought, his fact pattern that he's working with in his head. So, you know, I'm not going to give too much more time to him, but yes, sir.
Yes, we just disagree. I mean, not you and I, but Rob and I disagree. If people want to read about that disagreement, they can go to Ammoland. So.
But as far as Ammoland is concerned, I do not consider Ammoland. A lot of people are, they're giving Ammoland, they're looking at Rob and considering him a traitor. And they're considering that Ammoland, for whatever reason, they're trying to save their skin or something. I saw one of those.
Yeah, I think they just, you know, felt that it was fair to let him have his viewpoint out there.
Well, whatever it is. I called Freddie Real, and he said, "Are you calling me to jump on me, too?" I said, "Nope."
Yeah, well.
I sort of look at what they did and the fact that they let it. I think what Amalan did with that, and what they do with any of these cats that get out there and want to try to be the Mensa mind, is they're like, okay, well, you think you've got all the answers. That's cool. I'm going to let you lob that out there, and we'll see what kind of reception you get with that.
Yeah, right. And in Amalan, they allow quite a bit of people to speak their minds. You know, so it's moderated. I mean, a platform has to be moderated today, or it ends up getting taken down. So
yeah.
But it's moderated reasonably fairly, it seems to me. It's just that I remember the Wild West wild old days of the internet when what you put up went online right away, you know, and nobody did much to it.
Yeah.
In a number of forums, I should.
Those were the days, weren't they?
Yeah, well, I enjoyed them.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. So we got about 4 minutes left in this segment. So with what's in the hopper, are there some things that we can talk about?
I think one of them just got published a couple hours ago.
Okay.
And that's something that I think a lot of people are thinking about, and that Tennessee is about to send their constitutional carry bill to Governor Bill Lee for signature. And he's already said that he was going to sign it. He's the one who started this bill in operation. It has been amended, I think, to make it better and clearer, but it's pretty much the bill that he put forward, so I deem it highly unlikely that he won't sign it. So I think Tennessee is going to be another member of the Constitutional Carry Club within a week or so, and the only question is whether Iowa would precede them, because Iowa has a bill sent to their governor as well.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
So that means if, because things happen, you know.
Sure.
The unforeseen things can happen. You know, a meteorite could strike Bill Lee's car. Not that I'm saying that I want that to happen, but,
sure.
You know, things can happen. But most likely in a week or two, we'll have 20 states that have reasonable approximations of the carry regulations that existed when the Bill of Rights was ratified in 1791, which is what I call constitutional carry. And so that's a big accomplishment. 40% of the states and about half the landmass of the United States, you won't need a permit to carry a loaded handgun in most public spaces, either openly or concealed. I mean, there are states on with coasts on the Pacific, states with coasts on the Atlantic, states with large urban centers, states with large rural, slightly populated areas. There's all kinds of states that'll have constitutional carry, and not a one of them has had any trouble with it.
Yeah,
so
that's going to create that creates quite the conundrum for them as they go about their anti-gun ways to have more than that'll be more than a third of the state. So,
and
half the landmass, as you put it.
Yep, and they in every single one, those who want a disarmed populace have proclaimed there will be blood in the streets. You know, you're going to get the murder rate's going to go up, the suicide rate's going to go up. Although what that has to do with a carry permit, I have no idea. Everything's going to go bad, maybe dogs and cats will live together, I don't know. But anyway,
it'll be pandelirium.
Yes, and it hasn't happened, it just hasn't.
Yeah. So, anyway, I get your point, and I hear your point, and I've heard it so many times, it just, just makes me hurt.
Well, we're trying to educate people who haven't heard it before.
Yes, I know. It's a constant evolving thing. But as we're heading to the first break, let's point a few things out for people. Dean's stuff ends up on Amalan, and despite what you may have heard about Amalan the last couple of days, Amalan is the biggest aggregator of gun culture news out there today. It's in the top 1,000 websites out there in the entire planet, and the person that more people read Dean's articles than anybody else's, and he's on the biggest website. So what does that tell you as far as where Dean's rolling? So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Schools are opening. Kids will fill those school buses, classes, gyms, and lunchrooms. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, treats and friendships, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. Sharing that with family could be deadly. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school, whether private or public, with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com. Or call 503-585-5582. That's 585-5582.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. So, talking to Dean Weingarten, and we were talking about Tennessee there for a minute. What else? Where else would you like to go today, sir?
Well, let's talk about an article I recently penned about concealed carry and FOID and self-defense in Chicago. Well, we had a young man, I think he's 25 years old, sitting in a car that apparently was somebody with him. A couple of people approached and fired shots at him, hit him in the face, grazed his neck, and he accessed a firearm and fired back, and his assailants fled. The police showed up. There was a handgun at the scene. He did not have a firearm owner identification card, which is required in Illinois, and he didn't have a concealed carry permit. So they arrested him. You know, took him to the hospital, too. I mean, I have to say, they didn't just haul him off to jail. He went to hospital, but then they filed charges against him for not having an FOID or a CCW. Now, the FOID is under court challenge with several different lawsuits being filed because you're supposed to be issued an FOID upon application in Chicago no later than 30 days. And it's taking an average of 4 months. Then you can't get a CCW permit, concealed carry permit, in Chicago. Illinois is one of the very few. There are five, and I think soon to be four, states that don't allow open carry of loaded handguns in most public spaces. And the other two of the others that you'd expect are California and New York, but it's also, as you know, South Carolina. But South Carolina is on the edge of a bill to allow open carry when you have a permit anyway, and there's about a dozen states that fall in that category. But the challenge is that they're not issuing these permits at anything like a timely basis. So if I were this young man's attorney, I would be saying, how can you expect him to have one when you aren't issuing it? You know, somebody puts in an application, they have to wait forever. And not only that, well, wait times of a year and more are not uncommon. And in Chicago, it's worse because Chicago has made it their policy to make it difficult to get concealed carry permit. They've been smacked down by the courts a couple of times. But, for example, you have to get Illinois concealed carry permit, you have to go to a range and you have to qualify. But as far as I know, there are no ranges inside the city limits of Chicago that are open to ordinary citizens.
Right.
And
now, let's point out why that is a big issue, because in a big city, a lot of families don't own cars.
Right.
Parking in a big city is gigantic. It's a problem.
Very expensive. There's a whole cottage industry in big cities of tow truck drivers going around and getting people's cars and charging enormous fees to store them.
That's why not having a range local is a big issue when you require them to get training at a range.
Well, right. It's a way, you know, as they talk about vote, this is a way to suppress Second Amendment rights. And they do it in a big way. And it's deliberate. You know, they have a policy of not allowing or of limiting legal access to firearms as much as possible. In direct contravention of the Second Amendment, I would say. And they've been slapped down by the Seventh Circuit. So it's changing, but it's taking a while, and the court cases take a while to go through. In the meantime, somebody who is assaulted and lives in a dangerous part of Chicago, this was on the south side of Chicago, you know, the baddest part of town, if those words ring a bell, part of the bad, bad Leroy bounce.
That's right, Jim Croce,
in the 70s. And as I recall, I have to say, for some reason, that song just resonated with me, and I've always had it in the back of my head for some reason. But it reflected a reality about the south side of Chicago. It was very dangerous, and, you know, you really need weapons in the south side of Chicago fairly often. And most people there prefer to keep on breathing instead of worry about getting arrested for illegally having a firearm. And so I have some sympathy for this young man who defended himself and didn't have an FOID. So we will see what happens there. But I note that with the Seventh Circuit's decisions, the prosecutors in Chicago have been somewhat more reluctant than they used to be with charging people with illegal possession of firearms, though they confiscate a whole lot of them.
Yeah.
I think the last I looked, it was something like 20,000 a year or something. It was a pretty large number of firearms confiscated in Chicago in a year.
And you know, the problem with that whole "let's confiscate the firearms" thing is you're leaving the perpetrators on the street.
Well, it's this whole rule of law thing, you know, is yes, a lot of times the people that the guns are confiscated from are just ordinary people that are just trying to go about their lives.
Right.
So it's not always easy. And Chicago doesn't make it any easier because in Chicago, a whole lot of the law is very political. It persists as a corrupt old time political machine where the way you get things done is, you know, you pay off or vote the right way for the right person at the right time. And that determines whether you get garbage pickup or whatever. So, Chicago is just one of those big political corrupt machines, and we're having to work at it to get the rule of law to apply there. That happened, by the way.
Hang on right there so I can do a little direction. We're heading into the next break. And you can find Dean's stuff at amaland.com. Well over 1,700 plus articles are there waiting on you right now. That's some serious weeding ahead of you, and it's not time sensitive. It's about the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This is an American achievement, a powerful demonstration of unity and resolve, what unity will do for us.
President Biden's comments after he says the United States will hit 200 million coronavirus vaccinations on Thursday. That's double the amount of his original goal of 100 million shots in his first 100 days as president. The president also calling on employers to give workers paid time off to get vaccinated.
No working American should lose a single dollar from their paycheck because they chose to fulfill their patriotic duty of getting vaccinated.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki weighing in on the police shooting of a knife-wielding teenage girl as she attacked another girl in Columbus, Ohio, by connecting the incident to police violence in minority communities and the death of George Floyd. USA Radio News. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is being held in restrictive housing following his conviction. Chauvin was found guilty in all three charges in the death of George Floyd. As far as what's next regarding an appeal, Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz tells Newsmax TV,
I think the jurors understood that if they didn't come to, quote, the right verdict, they would suffer their businesses, their schools, their neighborhoods. This was a case where the thumb, perhaps even the elbow, of external threats was on the scale of justice. That's why I think this case may very well be reversed on appeal by the United States Supreme Court.
The United States Department of Agriculture will continue free school lunches during the 2021-2022 school year. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack saying the USDA will remain relentless to ensure our nation's children get the crucial nutrition they need. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten. I had to interrupt him, and please, you want to pick that up where I had to shut you down there for a minute?
Well, I was just saying that the idea that large cities become corrupt polities has been shown in the U.S., I mean, and everywhere in the world, and particularly, I mean, it doesn't have to happen. London, for a long time, had a reputation of not being corrupt. But in the United States and gun control, it really goes back to New York City, which passed the Sullivan Law in 1911, and it was passed directly on the impetus of a corrupt Tammany Hall member, Big Tim Sullivan, who got himself elected to the state legislature, and he passed the law specifically to protect his enforcers who were going out collecting, protection money in New York City. So that, and it's pretty well documented. I don't think anybody disputes that it was that Tim Sullivan was one of the major corrupt gang members or, organized crime members of the time, that he was in the legislature and he passed this bill in response to his machine enforcers being threatened by citizens with guns. And so that's what you see in large urban areas. And that's one of the reasons, of course, that the Second Amendment is most infringed upon in large urban areas.
Okay.
So that's why it's a problem in Chicago, too.
Yeah, the whole Tammany Hall thing, that always, I'm always interested in that because that's the area that is portrayed in The Gangs of New York.
Yes.
And have you ever seen that film? Do you think that is actually spot on as far as the way they...
I have not seen that film. The closest thing I saw portrayed, gosh, I'm trying to remember the name of the film. It's where Irish immigrants come over to New York. The guy is a boxer. He becomes a prize fighter in New York. And, you know, he pretends to be brother and sister to the woman he's trying to marry. And anyway, they end up going out west. But that portrayal of how politics was run in New York City at the time, and I wish I could remember the name of the film, maybe I'll hunt for it, I thought was fairly accurate. I mean, basically, immigrants came in. They were told if you want a job, if you want housing, if you want anything, you have to play ball with us and vote the way we tell you. And that was Tammany Gang.
America, the home of the free.
Yeah.
And the brave.
So, yeah. Sort of. And that was, you know, it was a problem. It's just a big problem in big cities. What we see now with the HR1, you know, the attempt by the Democrats to totally restructure voting in the United States, is they're trying to make the entire country into a polity like corrupt New York City or Chicago, where the vote, the people who win the election are those who are the most corrupt, most willing to be corrupt, and the best at gathering illegal votes. And that's what H.R. 1 essentially does, is turn the whole country into an entity that's subject to the type of machine politics that the Tammany Hall gang used in New York City.
Gotcha. So what else? What else? What's the stuff that I haven't seen yet?
All kinds of things going on in the world, and well, I'll give you a hint. Then, and this article will probably be published fairly soon. Maybe we should go back to something else. One thing, and I don't think we talked about Wyoming, which isn't quite a big thing. They were one of the first to restore constitutional carry. They came right after Alaska and Arizona. Alaska in 2003. Arizona in 2010, and then Wyoming in 2011. But Vermont, we have to give them credit, never had anything but constitutional carry. They never required a permit. In Vermont, you could, for most of the time they've been a state, and certainly before, you know, if you wanted a gun, you walked into a gun shop, you put your money down, you got the gun, you could, if it was a pistol, you'd stick it in your pocket and walk out the shop, and it'd be perfectly legal. And that's the way constitutional carry is supposed to work. Well, to get back to Wyoming, in order to get the bill passed in 2011, they had to make a compromise. And that compromise was that it would only apply to Wyoming residents. And to be a Wyoming resident, you had to live in the state for 6 months. Now, I think that violates the Equal Protection Clause, and there's a lot of case law to agree with that. It violates the Equal Protection Clause under the 14th Amendment. But it's interesting that no one has ever challenged the law in Wyoming or anywhere that I've seen. There's only two other states that had this residency clause. One is North Dakota, the other was Idaho. And Wyoming is on the edge. I don't think it's quite passed yet, but it's very popular. It passed by wide margins in the House and the first Senate committee, and it removes the residency clause for constitutional carry. So it shows us that incrementalism works. First you get a good chunk of what you want, and then later on you grab more of it. And this is the way the left has taken away our rights and passed in increasing infringements over the years. So using those tactics against them seems to work. And it leaves, when Wyoming passes this, which I predict they will, though it hasn't become law yet, there will only be one state that ties residency to concealed carry, to constitutional carry, and that'll be North Dakota. Idaho did away with their requirement a year ago in March, so it's almost exactly, just a little over a year ago in Idaho. And something else,
Yes, sir.
We didn't talk, I don't think, about the open carry incident in Michigan. where there was a person openly carrying in Detroit, and it appeared that a well-planned robbery.
Oh, the snatch.
Yeah. Did we? I don't think we talked about it, did we?
Well, I read about it. I don't know where I read about it, but I know we haven't talked about it.
Yeah, I have an article on MLand about it. And
let's talk about that in the next segment because we're about to run out of time. But let's set this up just so we can, and let's do it with my limited knowledge.
Go ahead.
Well, one of the things that everybody says about open carry is that you can become a target. And the problem with open carry is if you're going to open carry a gun, you better be aware of what's around you all the time, which means you have to have eyes in the back of your head. And apparently a couple of jokers decided they saw somebody out with a concealed carry weapon on him. I don't know what kind of holster he had. Dean's going to tell us in the next segment. But they rolled up on him and snatched his gun.
Yes, we'll go into the detail.
But, I mean, that would be the nightmare scenario for me for one of my guns to be stolen by criminals to be used in crime. That would be bad. I wouldn't like that.
Very good. We will talk about it.
And then, of course, this one hasn't been printed, right, Dean?
It is. It's on MLN now.
Oh, okay. Well, like another 1,700 plus articles that are at MLN
now.
That's
right. It's hard to keep track of them all.
Yeah, we're going to have Dean next time. Between now and Friday, Dean's going to count them all, and I'll give you an exact count.
Well, I can do that again.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. His homework is immense. But that's beside the point. We were going to talk about what happened in Detroit where a open carrier, Dean, fill in the blanks.
Okay. Well, it was on the 28th of January, so it was a couple months ago, of this year. And the bare bones are that somebody was open carrying a pistol at a gas station, and had it stuck in his pocket, right-hand front pocket, but it was kind of like baggy sweatpants kind of thing, and, I mean, it was cool out, and it's unclear from the picture if he had it in any kind of secured holster. It appeared maybe to be one of these inside the waistband type holsters without a strap and just has a clip to clip to the waistband.
Right.
And the clip, if it was a clip, it appeared to be clipped to the pocket. So it's not a very secure situation. Now, from my watching of the video, it's obvious that this was a planned robbery. It wasn't a spur of the moment. It wasn't just extemporaneous. It wasn't a target of opportunity. This was planned out. What happened is that the gentleman with the open carried pistol comes in and he's at the counter. So his attention is occupied by the cashier and he has his wallet in his right hand. Now that's not a very easy thing to react quickly to a snatch. The pistol cannot be seen by a person coming in the door right away because it's on his right side and he is facing, with his left side to the door. So, this young man, he comes in. The young man is wearing a red hoodie. And you see him, and he's looking. And as soon as he sees where the pistol is, I mean, obviously he's looking for it, he snatches it and takes off. And the guy realizes that it's snatched, and he turns around and he starts chasing the young man in the red hoodie. Well, then they go around the end of the aisle and coming out, and as they're coming back, they get into the screen, and you see that the young man in the hoodie that snatched the pistol, and he's got, I think he's got a mask on, too. And he's got another gun out, not the one he snatched, but one with an extended magazine. And he's pointing that gun at the victim, the person he snatched the pistol from. Meanwhile, a Confederate is holding the door open for him. So it's just not one person playing this. There's at least two involved. And then they flee the scene. He gets out the door and takes off, and it doesn't shoot anybody. And they get into a vehicle and take off, and that vehicle doesn't have any rear license plate on. So that's another indicator that this was all planned well in advance. The person that was openly carrying the pistol was 53 years old, and the people who did the crime appear to be much younger, probably late teens, early 20s, but you can't tell very easily because they're wearing covering clothing and masks. And so this is a very unusual situation. I've only heard of a few cases where an open carrier had a pistol snatched. There was one kind of like this in Arizona at a McDonald's, I think about five, six years ago, but that was different in that the guy was in line at the McDonald's and he had the pistol in a similar situation. It was just sort of hanging out there in the open, and everybody in the store could see it very easily, and somebody decided to snatch it. But in this case, it was obviously pre-planned. So it's really hard when you have multiple Confederates who develop a significant plan and put it into operation to overcome all that. It's like trying to overcome a well-planned ambush. And the fact that the person who snatched the pistol had another gun, which he then used to facilitate his crime, you know, indicates that if the gun itself wasn't a significant part of what happened in the crime. It was just something to be stolen.
Right.
So now, there are two things that come up, and you've hit on them in part. Is one is this fellow who was openly carrying wasn't very aware. But in the same time, the people who victimized him picked an opportune time. His attention was with the transaction with the cashier where he's paying money. You know, you tend to pay attention to that. And he's got his wallet out, and it's in his hand. And so it's a really vulnerable moment. And the other thing is that he didn't have really any retention on that pistol. I mean, it's just a clip. If anything, it wasn't even on a belt. It wasn't, there was no strap, not even a thumb break. If there was a thumb break, the guy managed to grab, and you couldn't tell because it's a black pistol in a black holster against a black garment. So not a lot of resolution there in this low-resolution video. And so it's really hard to tell if there was a snap, but I couldn't see one. I don't think there was one. And so if you're going to open carry, at least have some kind of reasonable retention on the holster so that if somebody tries to snatch that pistol, you have a little time to react. Now, one of the activists in a group that was talking to the media when they had this event said, well, look, you can't get a concealed carry permit in Wayne County, in Detroit, basically, because it's backed up so bad. This guy would probably have been happy to conceal carry instead of open carry if he could get his permit, but he couldn't get his permit because the system is so messed up. And I think it's a valid point.
But he was carrying, okay, so he was carrying inside waistband, but he didn't have a permit, so he couldn't conceal it.
Right. It wasn't really, I think it was an inside the waistband holster, which he had shoved into his front right pocket so that the clip clipped on the edge of the pocket.
Okay.
Well, so that's really kind of lets it hang out there.
That's a novel way to do it, huh? That's a novel way to carry
it. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
I don't think I've seen it before. This may be the first time I've seen it. Now, people will put guns in their pocket, but then they usually are almost entirely in the pocket. But this appeared to be in a holster that was clipped to the edge of the pocket.
Right.
And I didn't even see the guy had a belt on, so, you know, there's not much.
See, my first thought on that when I heard that was that he was wearing a paddle holster, and they rolled up and snatched that. Yeah, so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it wasn't a paddle holster. I mean, it just, you know, even though it was low resolution, you look at it, and you can see it. It's a pretty fast action. There didn't seem to be hardly any resistance. You know, he just reached in there and grabbed and had it. Whereas if a paddle holster would, I think, would have offered a bit, and it would have been around the waistband. I mean, you just don't see paddle holsters used inside pockets.
Right.
And this was clearly in a pocket, so. Yes, gotcha. It was a rare circumstance, and I think there's advantages to open carry, there's advantages to concealed carry. But as with anything, it's the execution of how you do it that really makes the difference.
Right. So, anyway, we're about to run out of time. Will you be joining me this coming Friday?
Oh, I intend to. Outstanding. You know, barring extraordinary events, I should be here.
Outstanding. And for those of you that like the kind of stuff we talk about when Dean's with me, it's at Amoland. He probably won't have time to count all the articles that are there because he's got to be back here on Friday. So thank you very much for joining me this evening.
It's always a pleasure, Bill. I enjoy being on the show.
Yes, sir. And as for me and you out there, we'll be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be. Always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.